I like my hair, but then it does that. Hey guys, I wanted to come up on here. I want to apologize. It's been a minute since I've been on here. I keep being busy and I don't get to post. But I wanted to talk about something, guys. I was doing a study on my word, and I started studying Manasseh in the Bible. This is a king that, from a very young age, he was king. But he didn't start doing good and pleasing God until later, many years later in life. And when I wanted to touch on something, it'll be real quick. I'm in Dallas right now. I have had a doctor's appointment for surgery on my back, and then I got a lawyer's appointment. So I want to, if you guys have a chance, go read the story of Manasseh in the Bible. But I wanted to talk about something real quick. Just like in the story of Manasseh, he started late in life. And a lot of times with our walk, as our Christian walk, or as our walk just as men, you know, what happened in our childhood, in our youth, really affects us. And I was watching something. I was watching TV. I like to watch like National Geographic, History Channel. I'm on Harry Heim, so if you hear all the cars, apologize. But this is going to take 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. So one thing that I saw a show on was on elephants. And elephants, obviously we hear this all the time, have great memories. Well, one of the things that they were talking about, an elephant that reminded me of, I'm going to say me, maybe you, is that when they're baby elephants, when they're just born, they tie them to a stake. They put a rope around their foot and they tie them to the stake. But because they're little elephants, they cannot free themselves. That rope and that stake will hold them there. And they do that for many, many, many years of their life, you know, when they're in circuses and this and that. But when they grow up, you know, when they're small, they weigh a lot, but not tons. But when that elephant grows up, he remembers. I want you guys to think about this. He remembers that little stake will hold him back. And now he doesn't even attempt to escape. He doesn't attempt. Now he weighs 2-3 tons. And he can easily pick up any stake, you know, that's hammered on the floor. But because of his remembering of his childhood, about knowing that little stake held him there, he will never try to free himself. So maybe you're going through that right now. Maybe there's something in your past that they told you were no good. Or even not too far to your past, but you try to walk with God and you kept messing up. And you're letting that keep you from doing the things of God. Keep you from doing the things that you can do with God. Don't be like an elephant. All right, don't be like an elephant. Don't let the things that you remember from your childhood or from many years ago, you know, being a bad father, being a bad husband, being a bad son, don't let those things continue. You are no longer that baby elephant. That is in the past. You know, if you don't know what to do, you may be walking with God right now and going, man, I just don't know if I can. Try it. Try reading your word. Try doing Bible studies. Try coming to church. Try going to the altar. God has so many new things for you. Do not let your past hold you back. You're a lot stronger than what you think. All right, guys? Just remember that. Don't be a baby elephant. All right? You can do a lot more things than you think you can. God bless you, brothers. All right? Love you guys.